welcome to another episode of Worst Collection Ever. This is the show where we tell you about the worst comic book collection in existence, and it just happens to belong to us. I'm Jen.
And I'm Sean.
It's WrestleMania weekend. There's gonna be wrestling and such.
There should be...
etc. Dudes. Sweaty dudes in underwear throwing each other around a ring in front of thousands of people who have nothing better to do.
Including your husband.
Did you like my song?
I liked your song. The appropriate song is do 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 do. Whoa, WrestleMania.
Is that an actual song?
Yeah.
Oh no.
That's the song they use. Well, did you watch that Wrestling with Regret with me? Where he talked about the WrestleMania album and there was that's where that song is. Like for years, like in the 90s.
Oh, yeah.
In the mid 90s, it was like WrestleMania. Like, do, 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 do.
Now it's whatever that song is. They change it every year.
It's whatever fart rap they can get to work with that.
Well, Jesus Christ, NXT was like a metal show last night.
NXT was a metal show.
What was going on there? They were just like, hey, remember nu metal? Now it's on NXT.
Next metal. Man, too bad. Where's Earshot and shit? You know, that was a nu metal joke.
Good joke, babe.
Hopefully our listeners are nu metal as me.
I don't think anybody's as nu metal as you. I don't even think people who played nu metal are as nu metal as
you. Yeah, I think they stopped being nu metal.
They were like, you know what? Bad move. And Sean was like, nu metal or die! Like, for the rest of your life.
It's like, hey, man, the Deadlights. You remember those guys? Oh, no. I don't remember those guys. Hey, Nothing Face.
Nothing Face?
Nothing Face.
Was that a band?
Yeah, the singer died recently.
R.I.P. R.I.P. Nothing Face.
R.I.P. The guy from Nothing Face. You know, yeah. Yeah, I've interviewed my share of nu metal bands. I think I got rid of all those tapes. Or I did something. I don't know what I did with them. Because they're all MIDI discs. Maybe we've talked about this before on the show. But all the
I thought you still had some tapes.
Maybe I do.
Because I bought you that converter thing that you never used. That you were going to convert.
There's a bunch of things on MIDI disc.
Oh,
those are the ones I can't.
That I can't help you with.
Yeah, those are the ones that I have.
You gotta like take them to a guy.
Yeah, I gotta take it to a guy. I gotta take it to the one guy in LA that still has a MIDI disc player.
I'm sure there's a shop. To be honest with you, it's probably like in the fucking Deep Valley.
Oh, it's definitely Deep Valley.
In a strip mall where there's like maybe like a taco joint and like four empty storefronts.
Your husband's got to go to Silmar to get this figured out.
Yeah, pretty fucking much. And like...
Panorama City, here I come.
Yeah.
Man, this is like the shitty version of the Californians.
Yeah, pretty much.
I got to go to Panorama City, and then I got
to
drive down.
The 5 to the 5, just keep on the 5.
I got to take the 5
just,
to the 4.
Just stay on the 5.
Then like, I got to take the 170 to the Ronald Reagan Parkway.
Just basically stay on the 5 until your temperature gauge reads 126, and you'll be there.
Yeah, exactly. You'll be in the San Fernando Valley.
Yep.
You get to see...
nothing.
Nothing.
It's just concrete, really.
Just a bunch of stores and...
Yeah. Do you want to see concrete baking in the California sun? Go to the San Fernando Valley.
Concrete baking in the sun. Yeah. I don't know how many actually California listeners we have. Like, actual California listeners.
Probably none.
I could look that up technically, but I don't think there's many. I think most of ours are... We're nationwide.
Are we?
Yes. We are a nationwide operation.
Oh, man.
This dumb show of ours. But yeah, WrestleMania weekend. I watched NXT yesterday. NXT was quite good. And I really want to go to a WrestleMania. Well, here's the thing. I've never been to a WrestleMania. Shock of shocks.
That is a shock, actually.
It's a pretty... Most people are surprised when I say that, but
I'm surprised. I really am, because, you know, you love the wrestling.
But the thing is like, it's always come, when I've had opportunities to do so, I've never felt financially solvent enough to do so.
Fair enough. It's
like,
expensive as hell.
Well, that's the thing, like, because I could have been to, probably have gone to WrestleMania's 19, 20, no wait, no 18, yeah. I probably could have been to, definitely 18, because I was in Toronto. You know, and then there was 20 in New York City, and there was 21 in L.A., which Big Mosh went to.
Right.
You know, I could have been to like a
Oh, yeah, no. For some reason, I was mixing it up with SummerSlam.
SummerSlam had its run out here for a while. But WrestleMania, last time it was here was in Los Angeles. It was 21, like 2005.
Oh, okay. So we weren't out here yet.
No, but Joe was. Our good friend Joe was.
And did he go?
Yeah, I think. You know what? I think he did.
We'll have to ask.
I know Big Mosh went. And I went, and I didn't go. I mean, I was friends with Big Mosh, but it was like one of those things where I was like, I don't have the money just to be like, hey, I'm going to take this, go, whatever. I mean, I was, you know, still putzing around out of college.
Right.
So it was hard for me to make like a hard decision to do that. You know, and then there was a bunch of years where I was in grad school. You know, I mean, you're living lean.
Oh, of course. Absolutely.
Living lean. And to enjoy WrestleMania, to really enjoy it.
Yeah.
You'd have to. You're spending a shit ton of money.
Now I don't know what WrestleMania tickets look like. I do know that typically they do. Like if you just want to go see like a Raw,
yeah,
they do have cheaper tickets.
They do
usually
have
in the nosebleeds, and that's where we end up.
Yeah, and I do
like,
that.
That's where we usually go. But like if you're going to WrestleMania, you got to book airfare and hotel fare. Or in a hotel room, and then you got to pay however much it is to do all the other events or whatever.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Well, you got to do what there's, because that's the thing. Yeah. I mean, I, as far as I know, there's like Access, which is like the Comic-Con, the Wrestling Comic-Con thing they do,
mm-hmm.
that WWE does. And that's a bunch of money.
Mm-hmm.
I think you have to pay for that.
I'm sure.
Because I don't think your ticket includes that.
Right.
And then there's...
There's probably like a version of a ticket that includes that, but it's probably...
Oh, yeah, there's definitely VIP tickets, which cost a shit fuck a ton of money.
Yeah.
And then there's WrestleCon, which takes place at the same time. And in addition to WrestleCon, there are a fuck ton of shows going around and about the area.
Let me just tell you guys, like, it's Sunday before WrestleMania.
Mm-hmm.
I'm putting my makeup on because that's how little time we have before we have to go over to Joe's to watch WrestleMania. So if you hear weird shit in the background, that's just me trying to look human. But anyway, so we have watched Friday night. We watched the Hall of Fame. Okay, and that's like 4 fucking hours of just people yammering. So we watch the Hall of Fame. Then you watch something streaming, some indie show.
Mm-hmm. I watched Joey Janela's Spring Break 2.
Yeah, so we watched that. And then Saturday we watched Nixt. And then after Nixt, you watched something on Twitch.
Yeah, there's the House of Hardcore on Twitch.
There was another indie streaming event on Twitch. And all this shit's going on down there right now.
Mm-hmm.
And if you were there, you'd be paying to go to all these indie shows plus all this other shit.
Because we got to think.
And then
like,
today is WrestleMania, and it starts at 2, and it's not going to be over till like 9 o'clock.
Yeah.
So much wrestling, and probably so fucking expensive.
Yeah, I don't know how some people have the money to do that.
Yeah.
And these are people that are like, a lot of people, I feel like a lot of people that go to WrestleMania have decided that they're going to make that a point. Like it's...
Oh, yeah. You have to save for that.
Like, there's opportunities where there are some people that just go there and just to see WrestleMania. Like, they don't give a care about... They don't care about all the other shit.
Sure.
But it's... I mean, but I kind of... As a wrestling fan...
You care about the other shit.
I care about this other shit. Like, I would like to be a part of some of it, you know? And I enjoy it. So it's hard for me to separate that from... You know, it's hard for me to do that, you know, mentally be like, I'm doing this. You know, like, I don't... No, I can't. I could.
We could make a plan and save money and shit and go see WrestleMania. Like,
we live
that's
our
a
lives.
Thing. That's a thing we can do.
I know that was a thing, but also, too, it's like, shit, we could save money and go to friggin' Italy.
Well, that's what I want to do. But
yeah, exactly. I mean, I'd much rather do that because I have a wife and I have a lot, you know, it's like, hey.
I'm not saying you shouldn't go to WrestleMania, though.
Right.
I think you should definitely go to WrestleMania one of these days.
One day I'm going to figure it out. Next year it's in New York and it's in April and I don't know if it's smart to go.
Yeah, you might get snowed on.
Well, because it's snowing in New York now, or it was.
It was a couple days ago.
It's like, no, man, like.
Oh, no. I mean, shit, I remember when we lived in Boston and it was like the first week of May and I'm still in my winter coat.
Yeah.
And I'm like, it's never going to be warm again.
Yeah.
It's never going to be fucking warm again. This is it. This is the ice age. It has come. Because it, like, never gets warm. And then one day, all of a sudden, it's spring. And I'm assuming New York is much, much the same.
Yeah, no, it's messed up.
So it's probably cold as fuck there, and if you go, you'll probably get like some fucking spring blizzard or something.
Yeah, I don't. I my luck, it would be like a spring blizzard.
Yeah,
just be like, babe, I had the worst time. I got
you'd be like, watch these men in underwear throw each other around in the middle of the snow.
Because WWE's got heated rings, so they'll figure that out. But with the rest of us are there just being like the wrestlers. Yeah, I mean, that's gonna be interesting because what if the wrestlers have to wrestle in like parkas and shit?
Like, I assume they'd just be wearing like kind of like a wetsuit. Like, not a wetsuit, but you know what
a
I mean?
Suit,
like a
yeah.
thermal, you know, skin tight.
Everybody,
like,
get your
everybody
out.
Looks like Black Panther, basically. They're all walking around in a
Black Panther suit. What's your Black Panther suit on?
You know, just head to toe, zips up, and it's tight as fuck. That's all. That's it.
Yeah, no. Yeah. But, hey, the E makes that kind of money, so.
Yeah, well, they spend a lot of money on ladders.
They do. We did a little sourcing last night.
Yeah, I did. I looked up how much ladders cost because we were watching NXT, and they kept breaking them. And like an aluminum ladder, or like a 10-foot one, is like $90.
Right. That's a lot of money.
It's a lot of fucking money.
The ladder budget alone for like one pay-per-view is probably,
oh my god, it's crazy.
You know, upwards in the thousands.
It has to be because you got to buy all those ladders.
And it's ridiculous, and especially some of them you have to alter, you have to get custom, and you have to pay people to do that. I mean,
well, that's what I'm saying. Like, do you think they get like a bulk discount if they order like they, direct from the ladder supply?
They got a ladder guy.
They have to have a ladder.
There's
guy.
A ladder guy. There's a way they know. They've.
I mean, they have to.
There's been a point where Vince McMahon has looked at the spreadsheet and be like, "We're spending too much on ladders."
That's a conversation. There have been meetings about how much money they spend on ladders.
Vince has.
I guarantee it.
Vince has looked at the ladder price tags and been like, what the fuck is this shit? And he has screamed at some production designer and that works for the E.
And they've had many meetings on like how to make, to have same quality ladders, but, you know, for less.
So
they've had to like source vendors and make phone calls and get quotes and shit.
But on the plus side, during their investors call, Vince McMahon could be like, we saved $20 on ladders this quarter. So, yay.
That's right, because it's a public company. Uh-huh. Isn't it? Oh, man.
I could buy stock in WWE.
Why don't you?
I don't want it.
It's kind of like me. I should buy stock in Starbucks, considering how much fucking money I spend there. And I'm just like, meh.
I'd have to buy a lot of it.
Mm-hmm.
Because what's the point of being like, oh, I have like one stock.
You have one share of WWE.
I got one share of stock. I own 1/1,000,000th of your company, Vince. Listen to what I say.
If you get
cheaper ladders.
Shit, if you get enough of them, I mean, that's really all that matters these days is what the shareholders think. So
somewhere out of nowhere, just like if I win the, you know, if I won the lotto and I just spent like all my money on WWE stock.
Oh my god.
They'd be like,
I might be a little bit angry about that. If we win the lotto and you were like, all I'm going to spend it on is WWE stock, and I'd be like, oh, how about we like pay off our loans first?
Yeah, exactly.
I'd be like, we just spent all this money on WWE stock, and now I feel bad about ourselves.
Yeah, but yeah, you know, I would maybe
a little
a few things,
like a little.
Yeah, we could invest.
I'd be fine with you investing in a little bit of WWE.
Get some blue chips.
Sure. Yeah. But not all of our hypothetical lotto winnings.
Yeah, no, it would be a bummer.
Yeah, it would.
Because with my luck, WWE would be like, we're you know, shutting down. Wrestling is over.
What if the company just dissolves after Vince dies?
You know, I don't know. I don't think it will.
No, I think Stephanie's just as.
I think Stephanie and Triple H are going to do just fine.
Oh, yeah, no, she's in it for the long haul.
Yeah, she's doing it. This has been Wrestling Talk. Wrestling.
I hope you enjoyed this wrestling
WWE Worst Collection Ever's WrestleMania preview, where we didn't preview a single match. We're going to keep it that way. So
no, I don't know. People are going to win.
People are going to win. Jen, what do you think of this? What do you think of the card? People are going to win. Thank you.
Yeah, right, I mean, Roman Reigns is going to win.
Good job. So you made
there
prediction.
You go.
And that's we made a prediction. Damn it. I was hoping we wouldn't.
I'm sorry. That's not even a prediction. That's just everybody knows that.
It's kind of a fact.
Yeah, it's a fact at this point. Everybody's like, all right.
Shout out to Rob Brown, who will probably weigh in on this. Our Facebook listener. He's a mighty fan. But yes, let's take our break. We'll come back. We'll talk about our book for this week.
Hi, I'm Ruth.
And I'm Darren of the Rad Adventures Network.
We're a married couple who enjoy great stories of all kinds, including adventures, mysteries, science fiction, and fantasy.
Please join us for a variety of podcasts focused on a range of pop culture topics.
Trekker Talk is about 23rd century bounty hunter Mercy St. Clair from the comic Trekker by writer and artist Ron Randall. It's a blend of classic sci-fi adventures and noir mysteries set in a retro future.
Xenozoic Xenophiles is about the comic Xenozoic Tales by writer and artist Mark Schultz. It's a post-apocalyptic adventure series filled with Cadillacs and dinosaurs.
Warlord Worlds covers the many comics of writer and artist Mike Grell, including The Warlord, John Sable, Green Arrow, and The Legion of Superheroes.
Sensational Sleuths, where we talk about favorite mystery novels, movies, and TV shows.
Fantastic Fantasies, where we share our favorite fantasy films and books.
And Amazing Adventures, where we discuss action-packed adventure stories.
Listen on Podbean, iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, and YouTube. And follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.
Or visit radadventuresnetwork.com to find all of our shows and links to our social media pages.
That's RAD, R-A-D, which is short for Ruth and Darren.
All right, we're back here on Worst Collection Ever with our book for this week. It is Alpha Flight.
Can we keep talking about wrestling?
Instead of talking about Alpha Flight?
This book is dumb.
I know it's dumb. Okay. That's why we do the show. You act like this is the first time we've done a dumb book.
Jed, do you know what the premise of this show is? No.
No. Yeah, this is Alpha Flight number 91 from December 1990. This is probably the third, maybe fourth time we've done Alpha Flight on the show.
I mean, you have so much of it.
I'm trying to collect all of them.
I know.
I'm doing a good job. I have a few left. I have a handful left, but yeah. I enjoy Alpha Flight.
I know you do. I don't know why. Is it because you grew up so close to Canada?
I feel like it's something that it's close to something that existed for me. So I could have been like, there could be potentially, and I haven't read it yet, like an appearance of Buffalo, New York. Well, in Alpha Flight, where they're like, hey, let's go to the falls. Oh, let's go to Buffalo. Let's get some kielbasa. Alpha Flight out, you know? Oh, look, there's Sasquatch in Buffalo. He's shaking hands with Jim Kelly or something. I don't know.
He's trying to eat wings at the Anchor Bar.
Guardian is here to cut the ribbon to the new Tim Hortons in Canada or Tim Hortons in Buffalo.
There's so many of them. I miss Tim Hortons, though.
I do, too. I rather enjoy Tim Hortons, and I know Alpha Flight does. So I don't think I've ever read if there's ever been an Alpha Flight reference in here. So
I mean, there should be. Like, there should be a Tim Hortons in the background of like every panel, because they're like Starbucks, where they're literally on every corner.
And they're infinitely better.
They're really good.
Tim Hortons. Because here's the thing about Tim Hortons, real quick. You can get a good cup of coffee at Tim Hortons.
Oh, absolutely.
I know a lot of people really like it, but I am not, and I know you are not. But Starbucks coffee.
Oh, they're black coffee.
Black coffee sucks.
It's disgusting.
Ass.
Yeah, I can't drink it.
But you could fuck with Tim Hortons black coffee and be just fine.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Much better than Dunkin' Donuts black coffee.
Yeah, Dunkin' Donuts isn't awful.
Yeah, it's kind of weak, I think.
It's weak, yeah.
Yeah, but Tim Hortons is good, though.
Speaking of beverages, Dr. Doom is on the cover here.
Yeah.
And it's a big close-up of Dr. Doom's face. And he's holding what appears to be a chalice.
Yeah, I assume it's a goblet of some sort.
A goblet, yes, goblet, thank you. And it says, Dr. Doom, trademark, has a thirst for power. And in the chalice I'm assuming, well, it looks like Alpha Flight because I see Box, I see Guardian, Vindicator,
yeah.
I see Puck, I see Guardian, I see whoever, I think it's Witchfire. They're all drowning in this cup.
Yeah, I think he's going to drink them.
He's going to drink them. He's going to have a...
It's just his giant face.
But here's the thing. This is something I feel like you see often enough, but you don't really see a close... Well, okay, it says Dr. Doom has a thirst for power, and he doesn't care who gets swallowed up by it. Okay?
Uh-huh.
So, but this is the thing I feel like I don't see very often, but I know that it's possible because, you know, he makes expressions with his face, his robot face, but he's holding this cup up, and he's kind of like... Yeah.
Yeah, he's kind of like grinning.
But he's grinning, but you
like sinister grin.
But you can see like inside of his mouth.
Yeah,
inside of his robot mask mouth. And I've always wondered, because I always...
Is it a robot mask, or is it just a metal mask?
Well, it's right. It's a metal mask, because the idea is that the metal mask was... He basically got a metal mask made for him.
Because he's ugly.
No. No, he's very handsome.
I'm sorry.
He was a very handsome doctor, roommate of Reed Richards, and then he was like, I need to be the smartest thing ever, so he basically went to Tibet. And like learned a bunch of stuff, and he was like, "They're like, yo, we're gonna make you a mask and shit, because you're gonna be like the fucking dopest." And he's like, "Sweet." And then they made the mask, but he was like, "I want it now," and he put it on his face before it cooled. And that's why he has this mask on his face. But
can take it off though. Hasn't it been retconned?
He could technically take it off, but he looks like a gross dude.
A monster,
like a burn. He's got a lot of burns. You know, I mean, I should say gross, dude. I'm sorry. Apologies to burn victims. I feel like I offended somebody.
No, it's all right.
But you get my point.
He looks like a burn victim.
He does. Yeah, well, yeah, because he clearly burned his face. But I always thought that it was just the mask and And he, granted, though, he has gone on to, like, you could see if he doesn't have his hood on. You know, I mean, sometimes he has hair. Sometimes I think he doesn't. He has like a robot head.
Okay, so he's now an actual robot?
We're not a robot. I mean, he's like a mechanical. He's got armor. Like, he's got a sweet... He's like, the thing about Dr. Doom that a lot of people... I think a lot of people don't understand. At least I never understood. Okay, that Sean didn't understand about him.
Uh-huh.
Is that he has, like, this sweet-ass robot... Like, the sweet-ass armor that he wears underneath everything that... You know, he's not just, like, a guy that's covered in, like... Like, he's, like, a bunch of metal... Like, he's actually, like, everything in it serves, like, a purpose. Like, he's got some sort of, he's got, you know, abilities to, you know, generate electricity and levitate or do whatever. He could do pretty much anything with his armor.
Uh-huh.
And that's what's all tied in. But what's confusing, though, is about this mask is that it looks like he's got a bunch of circuitry inside, right?
Uh-huh.
But if the mask just rests on his face, like,
yeah, that's what I'm concerned.
Yeah, and I'm also confused how it moves. I am
comics. That's how it moves.
Yeah, exactly. So, anyways, moving into the book, we are the book is called A Thirst for Power. The story is called A Thirst for Power.
Yes,
Fabian Nicieza, man, he's back.
Yeah,
this is like our third Fabian. Yeah, I'm butchering his last name because I've never learned how to say it.
Yeah, you know what? I think this is more than third. I think this is like fifth.
Yeah, we do a lot of his stories here.
Yeah, we sure do. By the way, this drawing is awful.
Because, yeah, we're...
Splash page.
We're starting off with a flash page. I think this is Puck. You got North Star. And I believe this is... Is this Diamond Lil? I think so.
I think so, because I see...
Yeah, it's Lil. Diamond Lil, yeah. So it's Diamond Lil. Now, but it's a weird...
I cannot draw worth shit. This is better than anything I could ever do. Just this particular drawing, I do not feel is very good.
Well, no, it's not because
her face looks awful. Her body's all fucked up, and then everybody else in the background looks the same.
Well, the angle that she's because they're flying, they're swooping into the frame, and they're coming into wherever they're coming into, and the way that she's, I don't know how she traveled. I don't know if she jumped or if she. Flew. I don't think she could fly. Maybe North Star picked her up and threw her.
Sure.
But she's diving
Hook
in.
Hook that woman.
Yeah. She's diving in. She's wearing is like basically like black tights and like a black corset.
Like a bustier.
Like a bustier. I mean, but just the way like the angle, it just looks weird.
Yeah, it does look
like
weird.
Her body. Like it's not a very flattering drawing.
No.
So, but they're here. She's like, yay! I don't know, for some reason she's yelling. She's like having a good time. But apparently they got a tip, Alpha Flight got a tip from Interpol that there's been some high-tech weaponry being shipped into Canada through...
the docks.
Through the docks in Newfoundland.
Yeah, so they're in Newfoundland, there's docks, and apparently there's, like, workers working at night on off hours, so they're like, well, that must be it. So
yeah.
So they're swooping in to see what's going on.
Yeah, they swoop in, and Lil just... makes a bunch of noise. And also I want to point out for some reason North Star looks like Steven Seagal.
He really does.
Enemy of the State Steven Seagal.
Enemy of the State Steven Seagal, yes.
So he's like, konnichiwa, you know.
Doesn't he live in Russia now or something? I don't know.
He might as well live in Canada.
Yeah.
Oh, he's in Alpha Flight. Steven Seagal's in Alpha Flight.
I don't think they'd let him in.
That's true.
Yeah. Do we have an extradition treaty with Canada?
I don't know. Maybe we'll learn this of this book, because I feel like Alpha Flight teaches me everything about Canada that I've ever needed to know. That's why I'm reading, because I'm wondering about Canada. I become a Canadianite. I'm like,
okay.
Do you have those Anglophiles?
Yeah.
What do you call like a Canadian person?
You know, that's a really Canadophile? No.
Maple syrupophile?
Yes, maple syrupophile.
Tim Hortonsophile.
Poutinophile. Yes.
good job. So there's a brawl between the...
Yeah, so they land and they find out what's going on.
Why did they start fighting these guys in the first
place? That's the thing. This is what I was like... So all they got is a tip, and all it is there's dudes at the dock at a time when people usually aren't at the dock. And instead of them like trying to figure out what's going on, they just fucking bust in and start fighting with these guys.
Yeah.
But it turns out they are from like the Latvian Liberation Front.
Well, no, they're beating up... They're beating up a bunch of these like regular dock workers.
Oh, just like regular dudes.
Regular dudes. Like they just jump in and start pounding their faces, and then the robots, the Doom bots, show up.
Yeah,
they're basically like Doom's forces.
Yeah,
because they're from the Latvian Liberation Front. I do want to point out. I just want to read what this one robot says.
Okay.
And they're like, oh, okay. So they're like, in the name of the Latvian Liberation Front, in the name of freedom for our country, we demand that our mission allowed to be. We demand that our mission allowed to continue unmolested.
Yeah.
I took a picture of this and put it on Instagram, and because the word unmolested.
I know.
I get what they're saying.
Yeah, and
but
it has that connotation as well. But I think that because we use the word molested in such a specific context that it's hard to use it outside of that context. And Alpha Flight uses it as a joke. They're like, oh man, we have better taste than that. Like, what kind of fucking joke is it? That's really upsetting.
Yeah, Lil's like, I didn't molest them. Did you boys molest them? And then Alpha Flight, North Star's like, we have better taste than that. And then it's like, hey.
In fairness, though, I'm going to guess that these Doom bots, English might not be their first language.
You know what?
They're using molested in... Yes, that's the proper context to use the word molested, but because it has such a connotation for native English speakers,
yeah,
it might come off a little weird.
Jen brings logic to comics. That's why you're on the show.
Is that why?
So they start beating these guys up, and then Box and Gladiator, or not Gladiator, Vindicate. No, this is Guardian.
No, Guardian's not here. Is she?
No,
I thought.
No, this is, I'm sorry, Vindicator.
Yes, Vindicator.
See, I always get mixed up.
They look very similar.
Well, they got the same outfit, basically, but Vindicator just showed. So Vindicator died years ago.
Yes, and now he is back.
Now he's back because basically what ends up being revealed is that a bunch of like aliens were like,
"I'm back. I'm gonna live forever."
Yeah, he's like Ass Dan.
He's Ass Dan.
Guardian is it?
Vindicator.
Vindicator is the Ass Dan of the Marvel universe.
100%. I'm gonna live forever. Dies.
Yeah, he's like, "Ha ha, I'm back!" You know, and he's dead because he's basically dead. It ends up being revealed that like a bunch of aliens were like, "Hey, we're gonna like." Revive your husband. They did this without Heather, Vindicator knowing.
Who's Guardian? No, Guardian.
Guardian.
Vindicator's the man. Guardian's the lady.
Yeah, they did this without Guardian knowing. But basically, they're like these aliens were like, "Hey, let's bring Vindicator back and send him back to Earth." And her, you know, this woman will be, you know, this. But I don't think there's any. I gotta read through it again. But basically, it seems like these robots, these aliens were like, "Hey, let's send this revived Vindicator back to Earth to like serve as an agent against us to warn us against Galactus somehow."
Yeah, I think that will come up because I think that happens later because she even mentions like because she's like at the command center.
Yeah.
So later on we'll see them talking and then she has like a think.
Yeah, and that's because it's also in another issue like shortly after this that I read. So yeah, they fight and they're blowing stuff up and then there's one point Diamond Lil's about to throw Puck. And they have this exchange where, like, Vindicator says a bunch of... He says something fancy. Just something like where she's like, Vindicator's spouting off those big words again. And Puck's like, I could see how unduly they might confuse... Because he uses the words unduly.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and he's like, I see how that can confuse you. And she's like, pretty fun, pretty gutsy move using those kind of words around a girl that's got your hands around your balls. Because then she throws him. Because Puck is a mutant
mm-hmm.
who is a squat dude who has like super dense skin, basically like a hockey puck.
Oh, is that where she was like talking about the skin?
Yeah.
Blah, blah. Okay, yeah.
Yeah, and he can basically, you know, you could throw him at somebody, and he makes a Warren Moon joke of all things.
There's some weird, there's jokes going
there
on.
There are jokes.
Fucking book. There's jokes, there's this. So, but they basically knock all these guys out. They're all out, and they're like, oh, man, Vindicator, I think, says, oh, I wish I would have left one of them conscious so we could have interrogated them and found out exactly what they were trying to do.
Yeah.
And as he says that, they all burst into flames.
Yeah, they all blow up.
And he's like, and it was like, oh, it's a self-destruct mechanism. They, you know, kind of like taking a cyanide pill. They didn't want to, you know, be questioned and give up what their mission is.
Yeah.
So
now we go off to Ottawa.
Yes. So Vindicator, it talks to Guardian via screen, Skype, FaceTime, whatever, to give her a report about what's going on. And so he tells her what happened. She's like, okay. And then, you know, it's like Vindicator out. And then that's when she starts thinking like, well, you know, he's been back, but he didn't even hug me. And,
yeah,
you know, it's nothing but business between us. And he's supposed to be my husband. Blah, 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 blah.
Yeah. And clearly there's something afoot. So she goes, Vindicator goes to talk to,
I don't know who this guy is.
Apparently some meeting. Apparently there's a meeting in the middle of like a mall.
It looks like it's like, yeah, it really does look like it's the middle of a mall, because it's like either that or like outside of a kind of like government center.
Yeah.
In Boston. Yeah. It's like if you put just like a big table outside of government center and had people have a meeting at it. That's exactly what it fucking looks like.
Yeah, like she just goes to have this meeting with this Telly Savalas looking motherfucker. And basically they're like, look, we had some terrorist attacks, you know, because of all this shit going down at this in Newfoundland. You know, he's like, well, we need to investigate further, you know. And then she goes and gets an Orange Julius because they're in the mall.
Yeah.
So, and then Doom shows up. Doom's like, hey, I'm here.
But I'm here on, like, a diplomatic mission.
He's basically ends up, basically, you know, to get to the gist of this, Doom is there because he says, Liberia has, like, shitty water, and I need some clean water from Canada.
Yeah, they've got no fresh water, his whole country, and he really needs some help.
He needs some help.
And no one's, his, like, neighbors are like, fuck you, Doom, we're not giving you shit.
Because he's Doom.
Yeah, I get that he's Doom, but the people who live under him,
yeah,
still need fresh water.
Right.
So I guess for me, I don't understand, like, because people are like, oh, I don't want to give him water. And I'm like, those people who live underneath him have no choice in right. what's happening.
Right.
So you're going to let them die because you don't like him? Like, that's not fair. But yeah. Anyway, continue on.
Yeah. No, I mean, there's a lot of, you know, because, you know, Doom basically is like, yeah, people don't like me. But
yeah,
I'm here to Canada, and Canada's pretty cool. So why don't you guys like make like Alpha Flight my bodyguards and stuff?
Oh yeah, he's like, because I'm here like a diplomat or on a diplomatic mission or whatever. I need Alpha Flight to protect me.
Well, he demands it. We get this dramatic like reveal of him being here, and he's like, Victor Von Doom demands that Alpha Flight provide their undivided attention and provide me their undivided attention and protection.
Yeah.
And he's like, fuck all y'all. Watch my shit.
So then we like cut to, is this Guardian goes to see somebody?
Guardian goes to hang out with Shaman and
Shaman's daughter.
And Shaman's daughter, what was her fucking Talisman? And she,
Talisman has been basically lobotomized.
Yeah.
And so she's going through rehab. She's trying to do like the walking with the bars, but she's wearing a thong while doing it.
Yeah.
I don't know what that's about.
Pretty sexy.
Yeah, and your dad's there. I'm like, put on pants.
It's a pretty sexy rehab going on here.
Sexy rehab in front of my dad.
Ooh, like, sexy
ooh,
rehab.
What's happening?
Man, that's an elaborate Halloween costume.
I mean, really, this is the part of the book where we just like stop and check in with everybody to see how they're doing.
How's everybody doing?
Not well.
Not well, Bob.
Yeah, not well, Bob. Not great, Bob.
Not great, Bob. Not great, Shaman. So he's, you know, basically, she's talking a little bit about Doom, and they're like, yeah, they're talking about these other places that won't help him out. So he came to the country with the largest fresh water supply. Yay, Canada.
Yep, go Canada.
And then they go and check on this girl. I forgot what her name is, but her character, she ends up being...
Oh, yeah, this is weird, because there's like, there's a girl who's in a coma. Her name's Lily or Lisa or something.
Yeah.
She's in a coma.
Is this a girl? Is this a girl?
Yeah, I think so.
Why is she not covered up?
I don't know what's happening here because there's somebody in a coma. I assumed it was a woman. I might be wrong.
Laura's still in the coma. So
yeah,
Laura.
Yeah.
So why are we seeing her breasts?
Because it's a comic book. Look at these titties.
Maybe
they forgot to draw her.
Oh, has this been approved by the comic code? No. Oh, no, shit.
Maybe they forgot to like draw her boobs, or maybe she's in somebody else's body. I don't know. But she's in a coma. There's people who are sad. And then there's this weird part where Guardian is talking to like her parents.
Yeah.
And she's like, hey, you know, the legal troubles with Laura are not over. And the mom's like, what do you mean? And she's like, because when she regains consciousness, we're going to petition the government to become her legal guardians.
Yeah.
I'm like, what the fuck, man? What's wrong with you?
Well, because she's got these powers where
I'm really glad she has powers, but those are still her parents.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah,
there's some dickery going on.
There is some weirdness going on. Some weird Canadian.
I'm going to take your kids to the, I'm just going to start punching dock workers.
Yeah, that looking, reading this back, I'm like, why did they start punching those dock workers? Like, they're just there, just being like, hey, we're doing, they punched in. They're getting overtime.
Right?
Why are they getting punched?
Yeah, they were probably like, hey, man, we got a ship coming in at a weird time. Why don't you come in and we'll pay you time
hey,
and a half?
Hey, Philly, why don't you come down and get some OT?
And
all right,
like,
there.
Oh, shit, time and a half. That's awesome. My kid has a birthday coming up. And
right.
Then he gets punched in the face by Alpha.
Now that guy ain't get. Now that kid can't get his kid a cake.
No, because he's got to use it to fix his teeth.
Yeah, he's got to pay. Yeah,
because he just got his teeth punched out.
Because now his kid can't get that dinosaur's cake.
He's so desperately wanted.
I'm talking about the TV show Dinosaurs.
I knew.
Not the mama. It's like that.
And then they all.
He
die
may not. And the cake. And the cake is the baby saying.
Not the mama.
Not the mama, but it's also. But it may be your birthday.
That's a lot of text to fit on a cake.
It's a very difficult cake to make. it's a lot of
fondant.
Pretty much the cake is all text, and then the baby's in the corner a little bit, and the kid's like, ah.
I'm going to make you that cake.
Please do. My birthday's coming up.
I'm going to try to figure
can
out
you, can you make me
cake.
A cake with a character saying, you can be,
not
you can,
the mama.
Not the mama, but it could be your birthday. I wouldn't know because I'm not a real character. But somebody told me to write this. I'm the baby from Dinosaurs.
I cannot pipe worth shit. I don't know how I'm going to do that.
It's just going to be a big mush.
Stop biting me and happy birthday.
Oh, and yeah. You forget the happy birthday. You have to write it on the side. Oh, I forgot for happy birthday. Shit.
It's all like sideways, like melting down.
Oh.
It would be a beautiful cake wreck.
Poor, you know. You know what, Alpha Flight? You've ruined this kid's birthday. But yeah, and so yeah. This purple girl's Persuasion is here.
Oh, I was like, I don't know who this purple chick is.
She is Purple Man's daughter.
Oh, I get it.
But she's a face.
Okay.
And she's hanging out with Alpha Flight. So yeah. So yeah, that's how that goes. But yeah, so there's a bunch of Canadian bureaucracy going on.
Yeah, there's some shit, and then we get Sasquatch.
Well, they go to Toronto, and they're like, okay, so we're back here.
Who do we have? We've got Sasquatch.
Sasquatch, for some reason, is talking shit about the Toronto Maple Leafs.
I guess. He's, like, really into hockey.
Oh, because they're there to see their new building, their new office being built.
Oh, okay.
They're there to see the new Alpha Flight Department H or whatever the fuck it is. And
yeah.
They're like, I don't know why, because they're all just kind of standing around and be like, oh, so what do you think?
Like,
and
it's raining, like. Raining, right? It's like lightning and stuff. What's
it's
going on?
It's raining. There's.
And they're like, let's just stand in this construction site in the middle of the rain.
And everybody's just talking about, it's like, what do you think of this building? It's like, there's nothing here.
Yeah. And so it's Sasquatch, Wind something.
Windshear.
Who else is here?
Witchfire.
And there's somebody else?
Oh, I think that's Mace. Maybe it's Mason Jeffries. Yeah. I don't know.
So they're like, oh man, look at this building. And then like something happens where the building almost starts falling over.
Yeah.
I'm assuming the weather. They save it.
Yeah, or Patrick. I don't know.
And then there's a sad Constantine looking motherfucker.
Yeah, yeah. I forgot who this guy is.
I don't know. He just looks sad.
I think he's a friend.
Yeah, guy.
Yeah, so basically they use their powers to prevent shit from falling on each other.
Yeah, good job, guys.
You know, Witchfire turns all the metal into wood.
Uh-huh.
or the metal, the metal to seek metal, the wood to seek wood, and then Windshear saves a bunch of people, and thankfully they were there when that horrible thing happened.
Yeah, good luck. What great timing.
Great timing. And then, wait, did I miss a page
here?
I think you just did.
I did,
yeah.
There
and
you
then,
are.
So now we're hanging out with Doom, and Doom's like...
Doom and his, like, I'm assuming this is where government happens.
Yeah, we're in Ottawa.
Yeah, so...
The Senators.
Doom is there, and everybody's like, okay, like, can we assume fuckery is not going to happen like last time? And he's like, yeah, that's good, you know, because the Guardian and Vindicator are there as bodyguards.
Yeah.
And Doom's like...
I think Doom just calls him, like, Vindicator, Guardian, whatever your name is now, fuck off.
Yeah, he's like, whatever. Screw you.
And bother to learn your name.
Yeah, so they're like, okay, people are protesting because everybody hates Dr. Doom because you're kind of a dick.
Well, they also... But they also feel that Vindicator also puts into his mind, he's like...
Oh, that's right.
He's like, I don't think you're really Doom.
Yeah.
He's like, this is kind of weird that Doom would be there. And so outside, everybody's like protesting Doom.
Yeah. They're calling this like the water for the devil trade or whatever. But at the same time, you're like, dude, there's people there who have like literally nothing to do with his politics.
Yeah.
Who just like live in a fucking countryside and they can't get any fresh water. It's like some six-year-old kid right now. Wandering around needs some fucking water, and you're like, no, it's all.
So here's what's great about
these people.
This is hilarious. I think this is funny. So they're at this meeting, right? And so all these Canadian people are around this table, right? So Doom instead of just sitting at the table with them and them talking, he has a separate setup for himself where he has a wooden throne.
Yes.
With a big D on it.
Yes, of course he does.
And he's sitting there.
He brought that with him.
He brought that with him, or he maybe had it built. Jesus Christ.
Oh, I'm sure he had it built. You know what? It's like, did you hear about this thing where Prince Charles?
Mm-hmm. No, I haven't heard about
it. Okay, so apparently there's this like big tell-all book that's just been released about Prince Charles being the biggest fucking dick. So basically, whenever he travels anywhere, according to this book, he literally has all of his furniture in his bedroom packed up, brought with him to wherever he's staying, and laid out in the exact order. Like, so it's always, like, he even has a toilet seat that he brings that is replaced. Every place he goes, they replace this toilet seat.
That's baller.
So he can, you know, shit on his own toilet seat or something. So I'm assuming that Dr. Doom does much the same thing.
100%.
This fucking 100%. Nonsense.
Yeah, 100%. And he's flanked by the Winklevosses.
Oh, yeah.
And,
the Winklevi.
The Winklevi. And he's basically like, yo, look, I need water. And, you know, I appreciate you guys giving me some stuff, you know, some protection. And then as this is all happening, you know, Guardian is like, I think there's something up. And he has Box do some sort of frequency reading.
And that's when the...
Because it's similar to the frequency emitted from the terrorists they found in Newfoundland. It turns out all these dudes, these robots here...
They show up.
The robots. You know, like all the... these robots are like, in order for Latveria to be free, Doom must die. And
yeah,
now,
like, fuck you, Doom.
And now we get like a big brawl.
We had a lot of... A very colorful brawl.
This is a very... colorful
brawl. We've got pinks and blues and yellows and greens. And like, there's a... Like, all this... The panel itself is like pink. And then the fighting, you know, the characters are fighting in front of it. And then there'll be a green panel. And then a yellow. And then a blue. It's a very colorful two-page thing going on here.
Yeah. Box here, for some reason, there's a lot of, like, chattering going on. And, like, Guardian uses some science. And Box is like, well, what say I take a little bit more of a biceps and pit stain approach? Yeah, there's some weird dialogue in here.
There's a lot of weird dialogue in here. So it's just basically everybody's fighting.
Everybody's fighting.
Fighting and punching and you know, Will's there and, you know.
It's a crazy brawl.
It's a crazy, crazy fucking brawl right in the middle of government.
And so Doom's standing there.
They have to, like, protect Doom because obviously they're his bodyguards. Doom has a shield.
Doom has a force field because that's his thing. That's what Doom can do. And he's like, I got a force field. And then he's like, look, I got a force field, so I'm not going to be.
I'm just going to stand here.
You know.
I hope that's cool with everybody.
Yeah, because one of the robots is like, die, Doom, die and let history spit upon you. Man. I got to find a way to work that in sometime.
I was going
to
say, can we like make that into a sign?
can I get it? Can I make a shirt? Shit, if I was a wrestler, I would. That'd be a great fucking heel line for a wrestler. It's like, I'm gonna beat you and let history spit upon you. Like, oh fuck! Somebody read Alpha Flight. Get yourself a promo. Yeah, that's hardcore. And this is just coming from like a random ass robot.
Yeah, he's just like a random dude.
Random robot. But he's standing, but Doom's standing with his thing, and you know, and then Puck's like, well, why the fuck do we need you? And you know. And you know, why the fuck do you need, or why do you need us to, if you have like a thing that just protects you? And North Star is like, well, he's just being sympathetic.
So they eventually beat all these robot dudes.
And then all those robot dudes.
And Vindicator's like,
yeah,
stand back because shit's gonna go down. And they all, of course, burst into flames. They're screaming because people are being burned alive. And that's when Vindicator turns on Doom, and he's like, these people didn't do this to themselves. They didn't self-immolate. You did this. There was a frequency that I detected back at the docks that I detected here as well. You killed these people. It was all you. And he's like, because I can control force fields or whatever, I can get through your force field. So he like grabs Doom by the throat, which is kind of a very weird panel, because he grabs him by the throat and Doom's head goes almost at a 90-degree angle.
Yeah, well, Doom's taller than him.
I know, but his head goes like, instead of just like grabbing him and like his chin going up a little, like it tilts all the fuck way back.
Yeah, I know.
Like a Pez dispenser.
Yeah.
He
pretty much pezzes him.
That's why I'm like, that's kind of weird.
He pretty much pezzes him. I like Doom. Doom's got the best lines. So Doom's like, disengage your hand from my person, Vindicator, or I will snap it in half.
Yeah, and he's like, I don't think you're the real fucking Doom. What do you have to say about that? And he's like, I've been caught. And he like, melt burns into a pile of ash?
Yeah, he just disappears.
I'm not sure what happens. He just disappears.
He escaped on a variation of his time machine.
Yeah, whatever. Comic book explanation. Why he disappeared?
Because he wasn't really there. It was just like a form of him.
Yeah, it's like almost like a hologram, but like a more solid version of a hologram.
But so. now they even debate of whether or not the water supply thing was true.
Mm-hmm.
But now basically,
but like, here's my question.
Mm-hmm.
Well, go ahead. We'll finish this, then I'll ask.
Because yeah, they're basically, was it even true? You know, he was just here. Now everybody's going to see him as even more of an asshole.
Yeah, and he's going to be even more isolated. I mean, not a big surprise. So now we're back at Doom's lair castle place.
Yeah.
And there's a guy there.
Mm-hmm.
Who's like a diplomat for some other country.
He's a diplomat of Simcaria, which is where Silver Sable is from.
Okay. Well, apparently the water really was tainted. And he has because there's like a bacterial infection going on, like a bacterial thing going on. And so this guy brings him the antidote. And says, well, if you put this in your water, you know, people can drink it again, and that's great. So these people were really in danger, and Doom's like, that's great, now we're going to be friends.
Well, basically what's happening is, like, this diplomat from Simcaria is like, yo, here's the antidote. I'm giving this to you because your monarch, Kristoff, in Simcaria is going to, you know, we're gonna fucking kick his ass or something. Yeah, there's some shit going down.
And then we get like the bald headed dude from the beginning.
Well, now we're having a fucking Suicide Squad Amanda Waller dinner.
Yeah, yeah, we're having some nefarious dealings.
Yeah, and he's like,
talking to the Constantine looking motherfucker. Is that who that guy was?
God damn it, I don't know who this guy
is. I don't know. They're sitting at a restaurant and they're talking and they're
terrible.
There's dudes, you know, making plans.
There's a lot of Canadian chatter going on here because they're in this restaurant. You just see a bunch of like speech bubbles, and somebody says, "Oh, Blue Rodeo is playing there tonight," and that's a Canadian band.
Uh huh.
Fabian Nicieza basically was like, "Hey, give me some Canadian references." I don't know if he's Canadian. I have no idea.
I don't know anything about him.
If I should say something, I should know what his name is.
I'm assuming we should probably like look him up, considering how many times he's shown up on our fucking show.
Why do I know who this guy is?
I don't know. There's just dudes in there.
I think it's just some sort of dude.
Yeah, like nefarious conversations.
Yeah, he's like a bunch of bureaucratic guys.
Yeah, and they're talking.
And basically he's like, look, I think James McDonald, Vindicator, should be leading Alpha Flight, not his wife. And we're going to make this happen. And in the next issue, it's Guardian versus Vindicator as ghosts from Alpha Flight's past threaten to rob them of a future. Be here in 30 days. And instead of a letters page, we get just a splash page of the next cover.
Of them fighting.
Of Vindicator and Guardian fighting with Alpha Flight on the floor there.
Nobody is writing letters to Alpha.
Nobody wanted to write a letter to Alpha Waves.
I do. So my thing that I was going to say is, I don't really know what Doom's end game was in showing up here.
I think he...
So, I mean, maybe he really did want water, but why is he killing those people?
I think he's trying to... He's just trying to make a play for some other favors from other countries.
I guess, because it didn't really make any sense. I'm like, okay, so you left and nobody knows if your people are actually, you know, going to die of dehydration, basically. Right. But then they were.
Yeah, but he was kind of doing it other places. Like, I think he was kind of spreading out his chicanery to other countries, and then, but it just happened that the one with Simcaria was going to be the one that he was going to work with. I don't know. I'd have to do more research on that.
Yeah, because I was just like, so what the fuck is your end game, dude? Like, what's the point here? Besides, we just need Dr. Doom to show up in this Alpha Flight book.
Yeah.
I mean, like, is that the point? Okay, but that, you know, doesn't help.
No.
It doesn't make any sense. It doesn't give you any real motivation for what you're doing.
Dr. Doom just wanted his dinosaur's cake.
I think that's really what it was.
Yeah.
Not the mama.
Not the mama.
He was really
not the monarch.
Not the monarch. He was so sad.
He was so sad. Yes.
I'm gonna have to learn how to pipe some shit.
I know. I need that cake.
I know. Well, you know, I told you yesterday I want to learn how to decorate cake. So, you know, maybe this is an opportunity. I could try to make an orange blob.
An orange blob?
I mean, that it's going to be my first dinosaur cake. Probably my last dinosaur cake, because nobody remembers show.
I'm just imagining the swearing. Just imagining, like, fuck, fuck, shit, fuck.
I don't sound like that when I bake.
God damn it.
Okay, maybe I do. I don't sound like that when I cook.
Occasionally.
I do occasionally sound like that.
You ain't fully excused from that. So, would you want to find out about the next issue about Alpha Flight and these two
people
fighting?
I thought this was stupid, but I didn't outright hate it.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't really care if that's... I mean, if I don't have anything else to read, sure. I have stuff to read right now.
Yeah, I know there's plenty to read, but...
Oh my God, I have so much shit that I need to read. Some girl at work lent me an Arkham Asylum trade. I got it.
It was very nice of her to do that.
It was very nice because we were talking about comic books. I'm like, oh, I got to read this thing.
Oh, by the way, I would read the next issue of Alpha Flight.
Of course you would.
I love Alpha Flight.
I know.
But speaking of telling people about this show,
yeah,
you can do so by referring a friend to listen to the show. I guess. Yeah. Go on Apple Podcasts. Give us a rating. Give us a review. You know, share the link with a friend. We're on Twitter. I'm at Angry Hero Sean. Twitter and Instagram.
And I'm at Jen Stansfield on Twitter and Instagram. You can find us on Facebook at Worst Collection Ever. You can email the show, worstcollectionever@gmail.com. I haven't checked the email address. So
no, I haven't either.
We'll
maybe we got some letters.
There. Sorry, guys.
I had it run through
my... We've been going through the shit.
Yeah.
So we got stuff to do.
But we've had a lot of really cool people promote us on Twitter and stuff like that recently, so we do appreciate that. Hope you guys listen to the show. When you listen to the show, you hear these promos that we play. You know, there's a lot of people that we tag on our posts and stuff like that. So
yeah, and check out their podcast for sure.
Yeah, support them. You know, we've had some really cool people help us out. So, and you know, we will continue to do the same. So, yeah, thanks for listening, folks. I think that did I miss anything?
I don't think so.
Okay. Well,
thank you for putting up with any weird background noise while I put my makeup on while we did the show.
I think yeah. Jen said she told me, I was like, I gotta do this while I put my makeup on, and
hey, if we're gonna make the WrestleMania thing, I gotta multitask.
Very important.
So.
Very productive.
Yes.
Very productive. Well, again, thanks for listening, folks, and we'll talk again soon.
Bye.